Hello, I'm Lucy. I'm just finishing decorating this cake for a special guest who's coming tomorrow for tea. And in tonight's story, Ben is expecting a very special guest too. Tonight's story is called Ben and Gran and the Whole Wide Wonderful World. Ben's favourite person in the whole wide world was Gran, and Gran's favourite person was Ben. There was only one problem. Ben's house, which was little and red with a slopey roof and a rabbit in the garden, was over here. And Gran's house, which was tall and twisty and cluttered with books and cats and knitting, was over there, miles and miles and miles away. So Gran sent letters and sweaters and boxes of homemade fudge miles and miles and miles to Ben's little red house over here. And Ben sent Gran pictures and postcards and holiday snaps miles and miles and miles to Gran's tall, twisty house over there. Sending stuff was fun. Ben and Gran found lots of ways to send messages and presents. But it wasn't as much fun as actually seeing your favourite person. So Gran sent Ben a special letter. My dear Ben, I must see you, even if I have to cross the whole wide world to do so. It will probably take me a week. Expect to see me next Saturday just before tea time. Love from Gran. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Yippee! Cried Ben. Mum helped Ben to send a special email to Gran. See you Saturday at tea time. Then Ben thought for a bit. I've got a lot to get ready for Gran, he said. It will probably take me a week. So he set to work. The next day was Sunday. Gran packed her bags. She packed one umbrella, two sensible cardigans, three red silk petticoats, four fancy hats, five cats, six picnic lunches, and seven large maps in case she got lost. And Ben cut up lots of coloured paper in the little red house. On Monday, Gran set off from her tall, twisty house. She hitched a lift on a wagon, rode through the forest, and crossed a rushing, rocky river on her way to see Ben. Just then, in the little red house, Ben found a sheet. Can I have this for something special? He asked Mum. On Tuesday, Gran climbed a mountain, skied down the other side, and skated across a frozen lake on her way to see Ben. And Ben glued and stuck and sploshed in the little red house. On Wednesday, Gran flew an aeroplane, parachuted down to land and crossed the desert on a camel on her way to see Ben. The camel wasn't very helpful. Gran didn't get very far that day. But in the little red house, Ben got out his best paints and made rainbows. On Thursday, Gran jumped from a motorbike onto a motorboat and zoomed across the shining sea on her way to see Ben. The cats were seasick, so Gran had to row. It was a long, long way. Back in the kitchen of the little red house, Ben made a delicious, sticky mess. On Friday, Gran said, "We must be there tomorrow. Ben is expecting us." She studied the maps carefully. Then she caught a tram, a bus, a subway, a taxi, and a high-speed express train on her way to see Ben. At last, at the little red house, Ben had finished being busy. He was ready for Gran, so he went to bed. On Saturday, Gran walked and walked on her way to see Ben, and Ben looked out of the window of the little red house and waited for Gran. Gran walked and walked. Ben waited and waited. Then finally, just before tea time, Gran walked up to the front door of the little red house and called out, "I'm here!" And Gran wasn't over there anymore, miles and miles and miles away, but she really was over here with Ben. And Ben thought that the little red house with the rabbit and the cats and Gran at the tea table was the best place to be in the whole wide wonderful world. And that story was called Ben and Gran and the Whole Wide World. What a wonderful story! I hope my Gran likes my tea too when she comes tomorrow. Night, night. See you soon. Maybe I could have a little piece now. Delicious.